Hi there.
How you doing there, Art?
All right. What is your first name?
My first name is Dan, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you there,
and
Art.
And you. What's up?
I am currently possessed by a demonic entity. It's plaguing my life. And have you ever have you ever heard of Adolfo de Jesus Costanzo? He was a cult leader during the 1980s.
No, I honestly cannot say I...
Okay, well, this doesn't really have to do with him. It more has to do with his religion and things of that nature. It was a Caribbean, African-type spiritual, you know, thing like that. And about 2 years ago, I worked in a Spanish-speaking, like, bodega, like a corner store here in Philadelphia, you know, real urban setting,
sure,
you know, type.
Sure.
And, well, it's a cult, and there's two sides to this cult, and, you know, one good and one evil, and he worked for the good side of the cult, and, well, one time he paid me some money, you know, I worked for him, and never doing anything, you know, of that nature, you know, normal things around the store, excuse me, and he paid me some money to help reverse a spell on a person who had, you know, been in some bad luck situations, a lot of misfortune, and, you know, to help get them out. And I had to basically, you know, pour this powder on a step of a rival padrino, which means godfather in Spanish. And what they do is, you know, they cast spells and they do things like that.
That's not like putting down a banana peel for your rival to slip on and break his neck.
Well, no, this was a powder that was purchased for, like, a very high price.
The United States government is very suspicious of white powder these days. You know?
Well, you know, this isn't anthrax or anything like that. I don't know, actually, but...
See, there you are.
Oh, well, yeah. So, I put the powder on the steps or whatever. You know, I did my part for my share of the money that he gave me. And after this, you know, everything was okay. You know, we went back to the store we were currently working at. Like I said, this was his rival that owned another store of a bodega. And we come back to his store and we have to sacrifice a chicken.
We'll see right there.
Well, exactly. You know, and I'm a Christian. So, you know, to me, this was bad.
Yeah.
You know, I should not have been doing things of
right.
this nature.
Right.
So, you know, and I didn't really, you know, sacrifice. I held the chicken for him.
Right.
This is a little off-brand.
It makes you, you're part of it then. You
yeah.
held the chicken.
Well, you know, a little bit later, you know, a couple of days, maybe a week, I was walking to the store to open. That morning, I was ready to open the store. You know, I had keys and everything like that. And before me, I saw a very dark, demonic dark,
yep.
draped in a dark robe, you know, very, very penetrating eyes, you know, something you don't want to look at. And it led me to the store. I knew my way to the store. You know, I worked there every day. It led me to the store, you know, kind of, you know, telling me to go there. And then it pointed to this heavy, heavy rock, you know, on the ground, and I blanked out. And when I woke up, the padrino, the guy I worked for, was waking me up off of the ground and was pointing to the store, and the window was broken. Everything inside the store, glass, was broke. Everything, it was demolished, you know, it was the places where the sodas were kept, you know, things like that were all broke.
Something really big had happened.
Something, exactly.
Yes.
And he knew what had happened. Like, you know, he wouldn't explain to me what it was or anything like that, but he knew that I had done this. It's just it wasn't me. Something had possessed me to do this. And from that day on, you know, after he actually tried to take it away from me, showering me in blood of associated animals with the religion, and it didn't work. You know, he's tried many other things since then, and it hasn't worked. So the main reason I called
you are possessed by an evil entity of some sort, and you are doing
things to not just him, but to every padrino that's locally around this area that is on the good side of this religion. I know that it it's me, but it's not me. That there's things, there's been robberies.
You know, that sounds like the beginning of a legal defense to me. It's me, but it's not me.
Exactly. Yeah, but Art, when I tell you this, I mean this wholeheartedly.
You can tell Art Bell this, but you
exactly.
You know, when you tell the detectives this, you're going to have a
I haven't
trouble.
Been arrested.
I understand.
And the thing is, I'm pleading. I mean, there's many listeners to your show, and I'm asking if there's anybody out there
who could lift this,
who could help me shed light on this situation at all, to please come forth with something, because he has no answer for me. He has done what he has done, and it has not gone away. I've been plagued by this thing. It will not go away.
Well, you held the damn chicken.
I held the chicken.
It sounds like opening the door, brother.
And I poured the powder on the steps.
That's right.
I got myself into it. Art, it has been a pleasure talking to you. I don't want to take up too much time, and I just think you have a great show, and I'm sorry you're not on every night, and George is great.
Good luck to you.
All right, thank you very much, Art.
You take care, and if there's anybody who can lift this horrid curse from this man who's doing things that he's going to have a very hard time explaining, then come forth. But it sounds to me like you invited in your own fate, sir. Chicken legs.